God bless you, Brother Rob.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Elder.
Let go and let God.
God bless.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
We were coming to church this morning and went over to pick Belinda up. And I asked them, I said, I've got a question for you. And they said, okay. And everybody, it seems like, wants to have different ornaments in their house.
Uh-huh. Getting that time.
And but I tell you, it's you know, God is such a good God.
Amen.
All
amen.
The time He's good.
Yes.
And by the way, trying to think of his name now.
Fresh.
People, I'm just trying to find that scripture here. It's better that I read it than to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
The word I was trying to find here, beloved, was unicorn.
Mm-hmm.
Is unicorn in the Bible? Everybody wants to talk about a unicorn.
I think
is it in
actually,
the Bible?
Yeah,
I think it actually does, is.
And the answer is yes.
Wow. Yeah, I remember. Okay, I do remember. It's Leviticus.
And that's taken from the 29th Psalm. And verse 6. Let me read that to you.
All right.
He maketh them also to skip like a calf. You know what a calf is?
Is that a cow?
It's a baby cow.
Mm-hmm.
Lebanon and Siren like a young unicorn.
There it
so
is.
So if anybody said, no, a unicorn is not in the Bible.
Yes,
so,
it
yes,
is.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's God made it. It's 29th Psalm, verse 6.
God all makes right. all kinds of creatures.
Verse 6. And people go out and they have their unicorns. Well, they have their flying horses, whatever you call that.
Yeah.
And
never know what God made. We just don't know.
But if you have your Bibles today, I'd like to ask you to turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 18. Jeremiah chapter 18. And I won't be long today because I know everybody's not really feeling up to snuff. But I want to come back,
amen,
to this church. That's the reason that I have come, is because of this church. Amen. And to see Linda and Joe.
Amen.
But if you have your Bibles, Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 7. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words.
All right.
Hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
To hear my words.
Uh-huh.
It's important that we hear the word of God.
Amen.
It's important that we apply it to our hearts. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again. and other vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it.
All right.
To make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Saith the Lord, behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand,
come on now,
so are ye in my hand.
All right.
O house of Israel. Verse 7. And what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy. If that nation against whom I have pronounced or produced, excuse me, turn from their evil, I will repent that evil that I thought to do unto them. I read an extra verse. I am so concerned about Israel.
Amen.
Help me, Jesus.
I love Israel. I love Jerusalem. I have much need to go to Israel, beloved. We go to Israel for one reason, and that's to make sure that they can see that Christ. The Christ that has already come.
Okay.
But is on his way back.
Yes.
In due time.
Yes.
So many Americans come against Israel. The Jews. But they are God's chosen people.
Yes.
You
can't know this one. Remember that?
You know, Jesus is that potter.
Amen.
And you are that clay.
Yes.
And the potter must make a choice of what he wants to make.
Amen.
He's got to go to the broken clay and find the right kind of pieces that he wants to put together.
Yes.
He finds the particular person that he wants to rebuild up, that you might stand strong for him.
Amen.
This is taken from Exodus chapter 34 and 11. The potter must go to the potter's field to find what he's looking for. Beloved, I ask you the question, is he looking for you?
Thank you, Lord.
All right. Amen.
Is he willing to look for you, and are you willing to let him find you?
Uh-huh.
And that's the problem today, beloved. People don't want God to find them because of their sin. Like I said just a few minutes ago, he's looking for a special people.
Amen.
He's looking for a people that are willing to go out into the highways and the byways and to compel them to come in.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What does compel mean? To urge them to come in.
Yes.
To beg them to come in.
Yes, what you got to do. Amen.
Come on, brother.
And we have must need to let him find us.
Amen.
He's got to find you and I.
Yes.
There's churches that I have preached in. And it's a shame with the attitudes that they take against Christ. Mm-hmm. It's just a time that they can walk up and down the aisle. And are they willing to just let God be God?
Mm-hmm.
And again, I talk about Israel. You need to pray for Israel.
Bless them, Jesus. Help them see the truth.
I wept and wept and wept over Israel. You know something? When that clay has been formed the way God wants it, you'd be still happy that it was you that he formed.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Heaven.
I've got a question for you. Will you make something out of me for your glory?
Yes.
The hand of God will be upon you when he is making something very special.
Amen.
Everybody say special.
Special. Special.
I was in North Carolina, and I went to a place called the Potter's House. And the Potter was sitting, and he had a little stool he was sitting, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And he had his back toward the door. And the reason he had his back to the door, he didn't care who came in. And when I looked at him and I said, "Sir, how is it that you can form this?" And this is his reply. "I form it because God has allowed me to put the moisture to it."
Mm.
And the wheel would go around and around and around. And I saw his hands go up and down that clay.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, his hands were forming that jug so very softly. And I just watched him. And I watched him.
It's amazing.
And I said, to him, "I wished I was like the potter. I hope that the people that I go to show them the gospel will see my tenderness."
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And my wanting to help them.
Right.
Are you willing to let God use you that you might help them?
Jesus.
You know, God doesn't want to set you on a shelf.
Amen. Amen.
But, you know, the second hand here is God doesn't want to be on a shelf.
Amen.
But we must allow the potter to make us for your benefit and for your life.
Amen.
We must realize that we have a second coming of our Jesus. Ezekiel 34:11. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Matthew 25:23. We must take heed to that calling. We must need to do the things that would be pleasing to our Heavenly Father. I want to tell you today about the most precious thing that God has ever given a people, and that is Acts 2:38.
Amen, amen.
And I'm telling you, all through this week, I've been writing the scripture down, talking about Acts 2:38. And every scripture I can come up with, we'll talk about Acts 2:38. Back it up.
Amen.
But are you willing to back it up?
Right. Amen.
Oh, come unto me, all ye labor mm-hmm. and heavy laden, I'll give you rest.
Amen.
I want to come back here, Pastor.
Amen. Amen.
And every time I come back, I'll be coming back to here.
Amen.
I want to be with you and the elder here.
God bless. Amen.
Get the courage. Put the kindness in Jesus.
I just want the people to see where I'm coming from.
Amen.
Because Jesus Christ is coming back very soon.
Amen,
brother.
He's coming back very soon.
Yes.
And we must need to realize that.
Amen.
We must need to see that one day the eastern skies will be busted open
mm-hmm.
with Jesus right
yes.
in the center.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's coming. It's going to happen.
Yes.
Amen.
And if you're not ready for Him, I command you to be ready for Him.
Amen.
For the cause of Christ.
Amen.
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 Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.